Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, Rachel, and thanks so much for that introduction. Today, I want us to talk about words. Listen to this short verse from Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. You know, I believe there is a time in life, especially in our American life today, where if we're not careful, we will start to believe that everything truly is a simple binary thought, that it's black or white, left or right, it'll be conservative or it will be progressive. There's no middle room. And as a result, we live in a society today that I feel like we just scream each other about everything. We just scream at each other nonstop. You turn on CNN and they're screaming at conservatives. You turn on Fox, they're screaming at progressives. You know, you go to the inner city and it's black versus white. You go and try to make a good choice for families about whether you wear masks or you don't. Everything's a fight. I believe the key here is gentle words. Listen, when the Proverbs speak to us and say a gentle answer turns away wrath, I guess the question we have to ask ourselves is this: are we a people that want to always win, or are we a people that always want to be right? Because to win means that we want to offer a gentle word that turns away wrath, not a harsh word that stirs up more anger. When Proverbs talks of kind words, it speaks about our speech's motives, not the words themselves. When it speaks of gentle words, it's speaking of the speech's form, its tone, its demeanor. Being gentle doesn't mean agreeing always, especially when you disagree. But it means being respectful, being gracious. You see, we're called to speak gently, even or maybe even especially, in an angry confrontation, but not in a condescending form. Rather than answering with harsh words or with condescension, I think what happens is we forget the blessing of offering gentle words as Scripture teaches us. Well, Rehoboam was afraid of looking unkindly and gave a harsh answer that actually destroyed his kingdom. If you do not curse back when cursed, in Romans 12:14, it disarms and de-escalates the argument. If you respond gently, there's a chance the angry listener might say, "I don't want to hear this, but it's very obvious this person cares." You know, ironically, gentle speech or gracious speech persuasive than so take that argument. And angry words who already agree with you, but they won't persuade or help the truth to spread. Follow the one, when he is reviled, did not revile in return. Did you hear that? Follow the one who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. When was the last time you saw someone de-escalate an angry situation because they used gracious verbiage? Maybe our prayer today should be, "Jesus, you are meek and gentle, and yet you threw out the money changers from the temple. God, transform me to your image and make me more like you. Assertive, but not self-assertive." God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.